Located near Capitol Hill, Congressional Cemetery is the only American cemetery of national memory founded before the Civil War. Those buried here include legendary FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover, famed Civil War photographer Matthew Brady, and many members of the U.S. Congress. In recent years, the cemetery has been overrun by weeds. Officials didn't want to use herbicides because of the nearby Anacostia River.
We're always looking for ways to make sure that we're sustainable, that we're not using pesticides, things that might harm the environment.
So the cemetery hired goats, who embarked on a non-stop eating binge as if they were at an all-you-can-eat buffet. They're kept corralled on the cemetery grounds by an electronic fence. The goats are owned by Mary Bowen, whose farm runs a company called Browsing Green Goats. The price tag to clean unwanted vegetation is $45,000 per acre. It sounds expensive, but Bowen says it's about half the price of using herbicides.
The great thing about goats, there's no instructions, they don't take breaks, there's no union, they don't need Sunday afternoon off. They just love eating. The only time that they will actually take a break to lay down is to let the vegetation ruminate in their intestine. Otherwise, they are eating.
Private residents can also hire these goats. Diana Davis and her neighbors employed 35 goats to clean their yards in the Heritage Harbor community of Annapolis, Maryland.
Oh, they're doing a wonderful job. Everybody's thrilled because we all knew how dense it was when they came. And of course, the neighbors keep coming over to see and are just amazed.
This is what Bowen was hoping for when she started the project.
The goats, to me, give such a sense of community and brings people together for a common good. And that makes me feel really good to be of service.
Bowen checks every day to make sure the electronic fence is working properly. She has not lost a single goat in 5 years. She hopes that through this approach, more people can actively take part in protecting the environment while keeping their property manicured and weed-free.